So I've searched the internet here for Pink Panther incidental music. And I'm going to see if this is it. Royal Blue by Henry Mancini. That makes sense.
That industry shit either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't.
How about this? No, that's probably not it. Theme. There's a CD called Music from the Pink Panther, but that might be from the movie or something, you know? Inspector theme, orchestral jazz version. That might be alright. I mean, you know. Not what I was looking for. This is still pretty all right. I would rather hear the original version and not this, you know, reorchestrated thing. But I don't know. Maybe if I just watch Pink Panther cartoons on YouTube, it'll have what I'm looking for. Surely that must be a thing they sell now. All of the Pink Panther cartoon that there was, and the ant and the aardvark and all that other stuff, right? I was not interested in any of the movies. I was like, there's no Pink Panther in this. The exact opposite of what I'm looking for. I mean, this is just the Pink Panther music. This is oh, that's right. This is a whole cartoon. So we'll let this go. We'll see where this goes. Because I have to drive this car now. Fucker. I need to go and get something to drink. We'll finish this up after that. Try not to crash into this truck full of chips. I had a dream that this iPad was cracking more. That the screen was, you know, because the screen is cracked, in case you don't know. In case you're new to the program. Yeah, I had a dream that the crack was getting bigger and that it was all gonna just fall apart. I woke up wondering if I should buy a new iPad. I think the answer is no. I don't know what I would do. If this iPad broke, then... Because the only thing I use this iPad for is for this very broadcast. So... But it needs to be an alternate device than my phone so that I can use my phone while I drive. Because I want to play music that's on my phone. I want to occasionally take calls from my phone. And having that all happen off of one device is not going to happen. So... I wonder if this thing broke, would I replace it with like a cheap Android tablet that had data service? Because there's an Android version of the Mixlr app, I assume, that does broadcast, I assume. Potentially that would be the way to go. Or, I wouldn't need to get, like, whatever the current iPad is. I could always get, an older one. I wonder if you can take an existing iPhone and, like, get just data service. Like, get, like, a tablet-style data plan for it. Because I have an old iPhone, then I could just, if that got data, then I could just, use that. Well, that episode of the Pink Panther did not have any of the music that I was looking for in it, but it was still okay. Still okay to hear. They were at a construction site in that one. I mean, we should just try one more. This is We Give Pink Stamps. All these are on YouTube. boat. Probably shouldn't. I'm gonna not watch anymore after this, or not, because I can't help but occasionally glance at my phone, and that's not a good way to drive a car. I'm gonna not look at any more of this. Thank you. There's something not at all relaxing about the Pink Panther music. Because it is that kind of, like, skulking, stealthy... It's the sound of not wanting to get caught in a lot of it, you know? Well, we're just gonna have to see what's on the radio now.
Digging and chewing, they don't know that the soul don't go for that potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my potholes in my lawn.
Legends.
Hands down.
They are soul. And we're celebrating that 9th studio album. In the anonymous nobody.
Word up.
What the? They always come with these tongues. You know, like, it's a puzzle, man.
It got a mean. Yeah, man.
What does it mean?
It's just basically saying that, you know, that I guess each of us got a power inside of ourselves to step up and do something. You know, so in the case of music, we like to step up and just do things. We just like to challenge ourselves and try to just raise the bar a little bit.
Yeah.
But without looking for a pat on the back, you know, just doing it for the love. Mm-hmm. And the anonymous nobody is just the person who stands up and he or she becomes a part of something just to make a change, improve something. Or even just to set off something, you know. Yeah. So,
or show the fact you even care about something.
Yeah, it's just stepping in to do something and not look for any kind of, you know, accolades at all. Mm-hmm. Just doing it for the love of the fact that it just might create change or help something.
Yeah. Wow, that's
beautiful.
It's timely. Very timely.
Yeah.
We need to kind of mold our mindset like that because we
need a balance.
We need a balance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're in badly need of a balance.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just complaining about it, is to do something about it.
Yeah.
I can honestly say conversations from everybody from our era and before our era don't like hip hop no more.
Wow.
They don't love it no more.
They don't love it, okay.
You know?
But, and that's sad because I think there's a lot to love about it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you can't be, you know, forgive me for using that term, you can't be an old-timer hating just because the young kids got their own thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be that person. You got to find a way to appreciate and know that they're continuing it.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. They are continuing the legacy of what so many greats have created. Whether you love it or not, that shouldn't like be an indication of supporting it.
Yeah.
You know, so I just feel like, you know, everybody got that opportunity and that thing inside of them that says, you know, you can do something. Just do it. Stop complaining and stop talking. Yeah. Just do it.
Especially if you care about it.
Mm-hmm.
So who are some of the younger cats that keep you excited?
Man. I mean, I'm a fan of a lot. You know, I might not run to the store run online and purchase everything.
Right.
But I at least take a listen. I'm a big fan of Big Sean.
Sean.
I mean, lyrically, you know what I'm saying? I think some of us listen to things because of what we kind of like.
Relate to. Yeah, Dark Sky Paradise was awesome.
Yeah.
Pops, what about you, man?
I mean,
I saw you just took Catronata's information for her.
Well, no, I mean, of course.
Kind
of
bullied it out. I don't think, okay, man.
Nah. I mean, it's pretty much like how Dave said. We listen to everything just for this fuel to even know what it is that's out there, or regardless of what you don't even want to do. So whether it's Sean, whether it's Drake, whether it's whoever, I mean, like, we listen to it all. We honestly do. I mean, I think you had him on your show, Tunji, that's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had the joint War.
That was dope.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, I even, from listening to him when he was up here, I went through his whole album. Like, so, I mean, like, we listen to everything, honestly. Because we still students. We still the dudes who, funny enough, listen to Master Ace's new album where he was, you know, like, playing his part where the little kid is listening to the World Supreme Team, like, mm-hmm. back in the day. Mm-hmm. And that's how I still feel. Like, I listen to Lynx and everything, like, because I just want to know what's new. And I just want to feel what's good out there.
Do you listen to music with your kids?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They keep you on point? Like, my daughter is always telling me something that, you know, and I listen to her. Mm-hmm. Like, I initially I was like, you won't tell me.
Right.
And then she just kept nailing it, man. She kept hitting it on the nose. And I was like, I call her now. Hey, what are you listening to?
Well, my son's actually put me on to Chance the Rapper.
Okay. You know, so, man, Chance is so brilliant.
And I'm digging him, you know, much as I'm even digging Murder Mook, you know what I'm saying? And still digging greats like Bumpy Knuckles.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Freddie Fox. De La Soul are here. And the Anonymous Nobody. That's the name of the album. Coming out August 26th,
Yes, sir.
It's further down the line, but they're promoting now because they got a new single with Snoop featuring Snoop called Pain. But y'all did some, did something with Dave East before? Y'all never worked with Dave East?
Nah. We threw out a joint called A Beautiful Night.
Yeah.
It's with the producer, Super Dave West.
Dave West. Dave East's brother. Okay. I thought I said that's Dave East's brother, y'all.
Dave West produced a lot of stuff with us on the AOI albums, whether it was Baby Fat, a bunch of stuff for us, a lot of stuff on the Grande album. He's been around for a minute. So, I mean, he's just stepped up and rhymed on this one track that we had. So, I mean, a lot of people have been hearing it lately because I just threw it out. So, yeah, it's Super Dave West.
Hey, man, so can we talk about the Native Tongue era?
Sure.
Is that right? Who was the visionary behind that movement? What'd you say, who spearheaded it?
It started with Africa, Q-Tip, and Paz.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it was more Africa and Tip. Mm-hmm. And then
Africa from Jungle Brothers?
Okay. And brought it to Paz, Paz brought it home. Uh-huh. And the next thing you know, we was doing shows and getting up, and things just started naturally taking place.
Yeah, we had already did the original version of Buddy. And at that point, we was just all friends hanging out with each other.
Uh-huh.
I came over to Africa's crib. Tip was already there, and we was just chilling, looking at records. Tip was like, yo, Af, like, tell him the idea we were just talking about. And Af was like, oh, yeah, like, whenever we decide to, like, do records, why don't we just, like, use this word, this group name called Native Tongue, so we don't have to put everyone's name over. And I was like, yo, that's dope. And I was like, I'll go back and tell my fellas. Tip went back and told the rest of the tribe, and the same with Africa. So it just all started from there.
Was it a mantra, like a purpose? Did y'all want to put, you know, or it was just...
Nah, it was just really, I think, honestly, out of the respect and learning from greats like, you know, George Clinton with the Parliament, Funkadelic.
Okay.
You know, it was just like saying, like, yo, here it is, we all groups, but we can come together and form all these different groups. We went even further than that. Like,
yeah.
Me, Tip, Af, and Juju was like the Fabulous Fleas. Dave, Mike G, and them was like Kids on Zenith. Af, we all had all these different names of songs that we never really ever like got to put out. One of the songs from the Fabulous Fleas thing that came out was Saturdays, and I wound up and put one of the Saturdays Dead album. So, yeah, I mean, like, it was just friends having fun, just trying to think of different things to do, and we all, like, encouraged and egged each other on just to try different things.
When y'all look at, like, someone like a Jay-Z or Nas, who came up, you know, right at the time, right after y'all came out, and see how they've been able to kind of sustain this positioning in the game, what are your thoughts? Do y'all ever bump into guy like Jay-Z and
me and Nas? Definitely Nas. Running to Nas. Really?
Yeah.
That's hard work. I commend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know how much work it takes to stay at that position as well as... So I commend him. I don't want to do it.
It's funny because even in speaking to my son, I'll tell him all the time, like, yo, there's a lot of work into going in to make something look easy. Because when you look at the visuals and them partying, I was like, yo, Pharrell, he doesn't be at a party all day long.
Right.
He looks nice in that video, but he's up in a studio like for like 12 hours doing what he's doing. And that's why him and the Nas's and everyone else sustain what they have. Because they can actually make it look easy. And that's hard.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Especially when you factor in personal life at that.
You know. Everybody got families now, right?
Yeah.
De La Soul are here. Man, I got a couple, like maybe 1 minute to take a bunch of calls, but I want to make sure our listeners get a chance to say what's up to you guys. Let's go to Melanie in Miami.
What's
good
up,
morning,
Mel?
Melanie. How you doing?
Mel.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to.
That's cool. There's new De La Soul record. They kickstarted a record. I wonder if this is the thing they kickstarted.
Don't stop.
spin, baby.
I'm bad. That was one of the songs that made me just want to be him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it inspired me to get into hip hop. It's Shay 45.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Shit, it's already Thursday. It's fucking crazy. These short weeks. They need to move Memorial Day because it fucks up E3 so much. Like, oh god, I still gotta book those last few appointments. Kinda wish I had that day back. No. Ah, yes. Def Leppard, all right. Try to hear, oh.
Still listening to Grimes' most recent record, All the Time. It came out last year. It's called Art Angels. And I feel like my favorite track from the album changes every week. That is my current favorite Art Angels track, Butterfly. And this is Gorilla vs. Bear Blog Radio, Sirius XMU. Coming up next, we'll hear from Dean Blunt and his most recent moniker, Baby Father. We'll follow that up with one from Clams Casino, an older track from Clams.
Baby Father and Clams Casino? Man, this set's going to have it all.
We can hear a couple of tracks from that over at GorillaVersusBear.net. First, though, let's hear a new one from Bay Area rapper Antoine. One of my favorite tracks of this year. It's called 100K on Blog Radio.
Cuts out for an extended period. You know what time that is. Oh, that's much better. Y'all type in like Bergazzotta Gently down there.
Without you, baby. Anybody
Into this one. I'm gonna move on to the next one. Be a good like, alarm. 3rd Thursday. Download the numbers station recordings yourself. Enrich your life.